Speaking in Geneva, Pamela Koch Hamilton, executive director of the United Nations International Trade Center, said that while the extension of U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs offers breathing room for nations still trying to negotiate trade deals, it's still a deeply destabilizing move.
While the reciprocal tariffs will no longer go into effect tomorrow, as originally announced, but be extended for another few weeks until 1st of August, this move actually extends the period of uncertainty, undermining long-term investment and business contracts, and creating further uncertainty and instability. Economic uncertainty has real-world consequences, as we all know, on countries and on sectors.
Koch Hamilton said that Trump's constant tariff delays mean that companies and the economies they serve are left in limbo.
If they do not know, if they cannot clearly state what their export markets are going to be, what their costs will be, how long or if those costs will be rescinded in the next week or two, or if they will be delayed for another 3 months, there's absolutely no way that a business can plan. And so as a result, there is this, and let's multiply this by a millionfold. So in other words, there is no clear ground. The sand keeps shifting. And if the sand keeps shifting, there's no way that you can make firm decisions for your business.
The International Trade Center is a joint agency of the United Nations and the World Trade Organization that focuses on developing nations. Koch Hamilton said developing nations are already bearing the brunt of the fallout of U.S. tariff policy. She pointed to Lesotho as a case study where textile manufacturers have frozen investments while waiting to see how the tariffs would unfold, as well as Vietnam, which has reached a deal with the Trump administration, but one that doubles the import taxes of a country which had previously sent more than a quarter of its exports to the U.S. At the same time, Koch Hamilton said that the breadth of the U.S. tariffs could ultimately prove beneficial in the long run to developing nations that had leaned too heavily on trade with the United States at the cost of a more healthy and robust economy.
What I think is happening may not be such a bad thing in the sense that it's forcing decisions that should have been made a long time ago. And it's promoting diversification, it's promoting regional integration, it's promoting looking at new markets, it's promoting, you know, an investment in themselves rather than a dependence.
Conversely, Koch Hamilton said the United States is at risk of hurting its own economy if it sticks to its tariff plan.
I'm not clear on what the plan is, you know, what the long-term plan is, and I presume there is one. But from my perspective at this point, I don't see a win here in the long term.
Koch Hamilton said that the ITC encourages developing countries facing U.S. tariffs to strengthen regional integration, increase domestic processing of goods to retain more value before export, and build diversified economies anchored by stable small business sectors. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.